Hello and welcome to Rose Pricks, a podcast dedicated to roasting the dum-dums of The Bachelor. I'm Ronnie Karam from Watch What Crappens Bravo podcast and the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobooks podcast, which you can find on ye olde iTunes. And I'm with Stephanie Wilder Taylor for crying out loud, darling.
Hello.
I've missed you.
I've missed you more.
And the minute I pressed record, I heard your dog scratching his neck. So I know it's going to be a good day. It's a good sign.
I just misgendered my dog. She just went outside.
Well, until she can tell you what she wishes, then there's no labels anyway. It.
Yeah, we'll exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Steph, welcome home to Rose Pricks.
I could not be more excited. And I'm going to tell you why. I want to hate Nick. I really want to hate him. I've heard terrible things about him. But damn, if he's not funny.
I know.
He's funny. He's kind of taking the piss out of the whole thing a little bit. And I love that. Now, there was a guy years ago. There was one bachelor who was kind of funny. And it was Jerry O'Connell's brother. You might not know, this is like bachelor trivia here, but it was Jerry O'Connell's brother, Charlie O'Connell, and he was funny. Like you could just tell that he was making fun of it while he was doing it and making fun of the girls a little bit. And it was my favorite season ever. And ever since then, each season gets more and more boring because the guys are usually just, you know, boring as toast. And this is the first season where I was like, oh, my God, he's taking the piss out of it a tiny bit.
Yeah, we had talked
fun of the girls a little.
Yeah, well, they deserve it. I mean, these are a bunch of Looney Tunes on this show. I mean, it was funny watching all the guys of The Bachelorette, you know, and then JoJo crying every day. That was fun. And that's definitely its own experience. But this being all the girls, I mean, wow. What did your fathers do to you?
I know.
Because you know that all daddy issues.
Oh, yeah. A lot of these girls are fresh off the pole. Or,
or this on, is a precursor. On leave. Yeah, on leave from the poll.
Yeah, or very soon to be on the poll.
Yeah, God bless their hearts.
When this doesn't work out.
I mean, all I can say is most of this cast better stick to Pilates because they ain't on that poll getting dollars shoved in their face. I'll tell you that.
Well, I was having trouble remembering because we did three episodes of the precursor to the one we just off of the girls' pictures and their applications. So this was very interesting, putting those initial thoughts to their actual videos and intros.
And isn't it amazing how much initial judgments can be true?
Yes.
Like just looking at a bunch of donkeys on a page and making snap judgments and then come out to find most of them are true.
Yeah. Except for I don't think we could have called the Corinne. Is it Corinne? The one who made out with him?
The crazy batch?
Yeah, I don't think we could. I didn't know that was going to happen based on her. I think we thought she actually was kind of cool, and we were wrong.
I don't even remember. I've already expunged them from my brain, so it was like starting brand new. But, of course, you call a room of Bachelor contestants dumb hoes, and you're bound to be 90% right.
Yeah.
You know.
And listen, when I'm complimenting Nick, don't get me wrong. I mean, his whole intro is all very hashtag give it my all, hashtag grateful, hashtag fame whore, hashtag so lucky, luckiest guy ever. I mean, he still has a lot of that.
Yeah.
But he was being actually funny.
Yeah, I thought so too. I mean, I've heard he's like a raging douchebag behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And it's fun to watch because I like a Lifetime movie, you know, and all the guys start out really charming. And then, like, within an hour, they chase Jamie Lee Curtis down the hall with a knife.
Yes. But a lot of times the girls fall for that. And when it's really obvious, first of all, Nick, it's not as obvious. Now, that brings us to the fact that, what's her name? The couple that just broke up, Amanda and Josh.
Oh, yeah. That one was obvious.
Yeah. But why was she with him in the first place is the question. And she had two little girls. And I heard or read on usweekly.com that he was doing the thing, that she went for some girls' weekend with her friends and I guess told him she didn't drink, probably because he was like, "But you better not drink, or I'm going to kill you."
Oh
So
no.
she said, "Oh, I didn't drink." And then she was with crying Ashley, and apparently crying Ashley was like, "Oh, I haven't seen you since you were drunk on what in Tahoe, since we were drinking in Tahoe." And I guess he freaked out and left her wherever they were. Did you read this?
Uh-uh.
Oh, this is new to you?
Yeah, I
This
don't
is
put.
Off, this is from memory. So he apparently just left her there where she was, and she had to like find a ride home. I guess
because she had a drink. Why does that matter?
Found out that she drank in Tahoe and told him that she hadn't. Then it turns out that he was doing his thing, which was, I guess, calling her constantly, checking up on her, trying to control her behavior when she was out on her weekend with the girls in Tahoe. Doesn't trust her. I mean, he's a freak.
Yeah, that guy is
he's a controlling,
anger.
Weird stalker, angry, abusive.
Well, so much of that is roids, you know? I mean, is it really worth it? Like, you have big muscles, yes. You're still balding. Like, you still have plugs. You still got to dye your hair. You look crazy. You got back zits. You're, like, beating the crap out of God knows who, you know? He's, like, a total bully, that guy. Like, is it really worth it? Your nuts are all up in your stomach. They're all shriveled up. Like, is it really that worth it, you know? Girls especially will take a little love handle action. If you're at least nice, you weirdo, put the roids down.
Exactly.
Eat some egg whites like back in the old days, okay? But no, I didn't read any Bachelor articles because I don't really consider Bachelor and reading in the same thought. I feel like they just don't go together.
Well, then I've helped you out.
Well, I'm sorry. I was readjusting in my seat. So that means when I'm readjusting in my seat, it's time to go in.
All right. Here's my pitch for you. I pitch that we skip. Okay, everybody, if you watched The Bachelor, you saw the beginning part, blah, blah, blah. He gets together with the guys. I don't know, unless you have anything really exciting to say.
What, do you want to get straight to the girls?
Well, there was something funny, and this is just a personal thing, which was when he sat
down with
the past
Bachelor
guys. Well, decide now,
because you're about to get arrested. I hear that helicopter over your house. It's going to come down and get you.
You are so irritable.
Oh, I'm not irritated.
I think you have recording misophonia.
I'm not
That's
irritable.
Where every background noise is like offensive to makes you angry.
No, I just like to know what's going on in your
I've
house
heard
at all
you
times.
With Ben. I've heard you with Ben, and I actually was like, oh, Ben, I kind of relating to you right now.
Yeah, but he's like banging on the keyboard. He's pretending to pay attention, but he's writing emails.
I couldn't even hear it. And he was like, and you're like, oh, I hear you. You're typing. And he was like, oh, I didn't even know. I didn't hear it. That's
I listen
funny.
To a lot of podcasts, and you can hear when people are going like thump, thump, thump. Like, look.
Well, I can hear that, but you're pounding on the table.
I'm not pounding. It's a pinky pound.
Wow.
But I'm not irritated. Wow. I just like pointing it out because you're about to get arrested. I'm not going all Josh
forget
on
it.
You.
Just forget
okay?
it.
Yeah,
just
I quit. This
podcast.
This podcast is over. I hate you. Click. Hi, I'm back. I forgot everything.
So, here comes another helicopter. I don't know what's happening.
Look, I'm totally not minding.
I swear to God, I don't live
That's
in...
not even a helicopter. That's like a military jet. I mean, what the hell?
That could be happening. Okay, well, I did want to just say one thing. I don't want to go through the whole beginning, but it was just a funny thing was that he sat down with some past Bachelor men, and one of them could have sworn was Tanner, of Tanner and Jade. And I was like, why is Tanner on there? He doesn't have any business being in here. He's not successful. I mean, I've seen Marriage Boot Camp. His marriage is falling apart. And it took a while until I realized it wasn't him. Then I thought it was Jason Mesnick. But then I had to look it up. I had to go back and rewind it and hear the beginning again. And he said, it's Ben. And I was like, oh.
Well, I have seen lots of pictures of Ben because magazines, etc. And I always thought, meh, you know, whatever. Wow, that guy is legit hot. I was like, you are gorgeous, okay? And when he's giving advice, I mean, all I really heard him say, he said a lot of stuff, but, you know, they're trying to give him advice, and he's like, love Ronnie, you know? Ronnie's worth it. And he's a different girl than the other ones, but, you know, he'll never cheat, and he'll always feed you. And I was like, Ben, seriously, get to my house. I love you. Immediately, Mr. Higgins.
Yes.
And also, I just like the thought of marrying somebody named Mr. Higgins because that's so My Fair Lady, you know? Like, oh, Professor Higgins. And he's like always trying to control the girl, but then he realizes that she's been the one in control because she's got control of his heart, okay? Oh, you guys, tears. Okay, so we don't have to go through the entire...
Which is also like Mary Poppins and Sound of Music, and isn't that just like every old
yes,
musical?
Basically. The men are broken, but they don't know it until the end of Act Two.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All right.
So we don't have to go through everything, but I do have some notes that I need to get to.
Well,
we could
start with the girls, the videos, and then we can just skip over them when they come out of the limo, the girls that we've seen.
Okay, but I have to point out some things from the beginning. I'll make it quick.
Go ahead. That's fine.
First of all, huge news, biggest news. It's a season unlike anything you've ever seen before. Like, this guy, really, it's season 21. What are you doing new?
Well, also, I think something that's really... he's really bringing to the table that's brand new is he's afraid of being rejected. What? Oh. He hopes at the end of this, he finds love.
I'm just here for my heart, guys.
It's
not my cute face that's here. It's my heart.
Here's one really douchey thing about him. Is he keeps making those comments of like, I really want to give America their happy ending. America is not waiting on you to fall in love. Newsflash. I think America might have bigger fish to fry right now.
Yeah, America marrying fat girls, you know.
Heart that... gets broken.
I was trying this whole episode to try and figure out like what the anything we've never seen before thing is. And I'm like, he can't be the first bachelor with lisp. Now, maybe he's the first bachelor with three different lisps. I mean, look, I have one. So I naturally hear it, you know.
No, you don't.
Of course, I just did it. I was like, I have three lisps. But he talks, he's mumble mouthed, lispy, and he's got dentures that are too big and can't properly speak. And we noticed it a little bit on Paradise, but did you notice it a lot more today?
No.
You didn't? He's talking
really
like this. He's like, I'm so glad to be on The Bachelor. Did you just get your teeth tightened, girl? Okay, so that also the return of the empty vases. He has own new empty vases behind his head, which I loved. And then we got to meet his family, which his mom has like Brady Bunch hair, and she's kind of like a hippie, but also a Republican. It was weird.
Yep.
He's got tons of family and little babies all over the place. And his sister is also lispy in three places. She's like, I hope you do really good on The Bachelor. I'm like, okay,
aww,
droopy dog.
She's cute.
She is
cute. How dare you?
She's very cute.
You childless asshole.
You know what? She could also be really cute in speech therapy, okay? Doesn't make you ugly. Doesn't make you ugly.
Oh, my God.
And then
she's going to give him some very good advice, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
On speaking clearly. Well, not on speaking clearly.
Well, she did give him advice. She said, pick up girls in cool rides, look girls in the eyes, and let out your thoughts and be open. And I just wrote, she can't fucking talk either.
Do you think that there's going to be some sort of like an Asperger's theme going on?
This might be our first autistic, at least on the spectrum, bachelor.
Why does everybody keep saying that he needs to look people in the eye?
Because he refuses. And you know who else does that? Anyone else in the world who's very uncomfortable. I don't think it's like unreasonable for him to not want to look these crazies in the eye, because these crazies stare at you in the eye. Like, they're daring you to look at them. They're like Dobermans, you know? They're like, look me in the eye. Look me in the eye before I rip out your throat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay. What were you going to say? I'm
no,
sorry.
No, no, you go ahead.
No,
you
really.
Go ahead.
No, really. Do you want to make any noise right now? Do you want
to... I want to get some noise out of my system.
Take this time to tap on your table if you... No, damn it.
I'm just doing a little bit of hammering. It's not going to affect anything. Relax.
I'm just building a playhouse. So let's see. Yes. Okay. So down to the girls.
Okay. So first out, not out, but the first person we meet behind the scenes is Rachel. Now, we liked her right away, I believe, on our precursor to The Bachelor.
Well, look.
She's the lawyer.
She got a job.
Yeah. I think she's really pretty. She's got a strong personality. She
I
seems
like
she's
her.
obviously intelligent.
I like her very much. She's very smart, and there are certain things that I can make fun of with her, but she's just so smart, Like any
Yeah.
lawyer to me. And most people who come on reality shows and they're like, "I'm a lawyer," and they're really like a notary, you know what I mean? Like they're
Right.
like a notary republic or whatever you call those. They're like, "Well, I
Right.
can watch you while you sign your electric bill and you can pay me $20." But they're not like real lawyers. She is. I mean, she works in this big place with fluorescent lighting and there's people in
While
suits.
you're getting notarized, they're like, sidebar, sidebar. You're like, I just want to sign this. Sidebar,
Yeah.
object, objection.
This girl doesn't look like her face is on the back of an Accidentes bus, She looks legit, like she's got a real job. And then she's like also really wacky, you guys. And you can tell because she does dances with her vacuum cleaner. And I was like, this girl is so sad. Where's the cat? Because it's there. I was like, where your cat hiding? She's like, I'm gonna go crazy. It's Friday. I'm gonna dance in my apartment to Amy Grant songs and vacuum. It's like, oh no.
Well, why is she ongoing on the show, though? That's the one thing that we have to investigate with some of these. Because there were a couple that I liked, but I'm like, they're not the usual hoes that go on the show that clearly just want to be famous.
Yeah, it does kind of hurt your reputation. Like, I can't really truly think of you as an intelligent person when you end up on The Bachelor,
I agree. And also, I don't know that, like, when I look up a lawyer to defend me in a civil case, that I'm going like, oh, she was on The Bachelor and she was the third runner up. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm willing to pay for 500 an hour.
Yeah, hopefully this girl is not like a death row doctor, 'cause, or a death row lawyer, because that's not who
Yeah,
you want.
right.
But there's something else I don't trust about her because she says she loves to vacuum and dance, but girl, you do not vacuum. That was the biggest vacuum I've ever seen, and she lives in like a one bedroom apartment. There was something fishy about it. I do not
Right.
trust you in your giant vacuum, lady.
Do you think she was like, I'm going to do this thing where I vacuum, so I'm going to go buy a new vacuum just for my pre-tape vacuum
Or she
bit?
like borrowed it from the landlord or something. It just doesn't look right. There's something I don't trust about her, but we'll see. I think
We'll
she's
see, yeah.
like, or she's just super anal and wants her carpets like extremely clean, and then she'll just be on your ass the whole time, like every time you eat chips on the couch or whatever. You know the type.
Yes, that's true.
So
That's
thankfully, they
true.
went from the most intelligent to the most idiotic in one shot. I mean, it was like the juxtaposition was hurting my head
The
because
nail salon
next.
chick.
Danielle the nail salon owner. She's like, wow, I own nail salons and I have three businesses and I opened my first one at 23 because I like a challenge. What's the challenge? You took money from your parents. Nobody has money to open a damn nail salon at 23.
That's true. Yep.
So stop talking about how much you've created when your daddy probably in the back building that shit, lady.
Unless she looks like the kind of girl that's been in like over 200 bikini contests
That's
on
true.
spring break or in clubs. Maybe she really put it together, like $100 here, $100 there.
Yeah, maybe when she would win like a bottle of Jack, she would sell it, at a lower price to the frat boys and just save up those 20s.
Could be. I think she's the Danielle, though, that we were analyzing the Danielles, and I was looking at him like, okay, this is a Danielle that I did not think was going to go far.
Well,
But I think
she looks
she's
like a
very
sex
pretty.
bot, she looks
Yes.
like one of
Yes.
those robots they make it in China to fuck. So,
Yes.
and you know what? All you have to do is hose those things out every once in a while. They'll do your nails too, I'm sure. Train them right.
Okay, next up is one of my favorites.
I wrote Quebec bitch. What'd you say?
Yeah, I wrote Canadian who speaks 12 languages and teaches special needs kids.
She said something that I thought was a big red flag. She's like, I like to teach the, and she doesn't have an accent, but in my head, she looks like she's always trying really hard.
Right.
And she's like, teaching these special needs kids, I love it because they enjoy when you spend time with them. I'm like, oh no. It's like you're teaching special needs on purpose because they need you more, or they're like nicer to you than regular kids. And I think
Yeah.
teaching special needs automatically makes you a good person. But when you say something like that, it makes me think, oh no. That's like using people in a way, you know? It's like doing good deeds to feel better about your own single life. I don't know. It made me sad.
I agree. I agree to a point, but she just is one of those people that probably, you know, also like is going to eventually run a dog rescue, or she just, yeah, she likes to feel like she's helping and she feels some kind of, I don't know.
Well, so, she's also just making an effort to be a good person. So that's good. And I shouldn't make fun of that. But the ugly part of me, which is much bigger than the nice one, tells me, you know, that she's basically around those kids because they can't run as fast. You know what I mean? Like, she knows she's going to catch them. Or she can talk really loud in their face and animatedly, and they won't break up with her. You know? Because that's a girl who's like, why did he break up with me again? It's like, because you won't shut up. No one talks like this. Hi, oh, look at you. You made a heart. You know, she probably talks like that to her boyfriends, too.
Or maybe, listen, maybe we should reserve judgment because I've decided that Vanessa's my new best friend. So now I feel like you're talking shit about my new best friend.
Yeah,
and that's,
you know,
not right.
I'm actually feeling super guilty as I talk about her, which means I'm probably correct, but would also want to hang out with her. Does that make sense?
But here's the thing. There's going to be some coming up that I hated so much that you might not hate as much as I do.
Okay, well, let's move
on
from
her. That I'm vehemently opposed to. I thought, honestly, my initial reaction was she's way too good for the show. What is she doing?
Yeah.
Like, why? I don't know.
My first reaction was this girl looks just like Marley Matlin. And yes, I don't know how I feel about
that. She
does. She looks just like her, right?
She really does. She has that. She also looks a little bit like Celine Dion.
Yes.
Is it a Canada thing?
It's that Quebec
from Canada.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Canadian. Right, it's Canadian
next,
face.
We go to Josephine, who I wanted to take out to a campsite in the Angeles Forest and murder.
Wait. Oh, is this the,
is
this the
like
wacky girl?
Yes. Who looks like she should be carrying a dog around in a little purse. And this, owns like 50 shades of frosted pink lipstick.
Yeah, this girl looks like Tori Spelling in a Snapchat filter that like makes your face really long. You know those?
Yes.
I get a lot of those from my niece. And this looks like Tori Spelling in one of those. I feel bad for her because she reminds me, and I mentioned this in the other episode, but she reminds me of this girl from Gallery Girls named Sad Amy. And she was always trying to hang out with the really cool girls, but she was Sad Amy. And everyone's like, gross. And she's like, hey, guys, want to come to a party at my grandma's house? It's amazing. And they're like, gross. She's like, but my grandma's out of town, and we're going to party. Boxed wine, guys. And they're like, you're a loser. And that's who, this girl reminds me of Sad Amy.
She reminds me personally of, okay, with the nurse's uniform and then the black-rimmed glasses, I just felt like she was from some kind of 80s, like, making a composite headshot for a commercial agent. You know,
yes.
Like there was going to be one with her with a tennis racket and one with her like in the nurse's uniform with the glasses. Like, here's my smart look.
Yeah, here's me with a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, so affected.
Yeah.
She's
trying too hard to be wacky because I feel like she feels like she's not hot enough to be the hot girl. So she's going to be the wacky girl instead. So she does things like talks to her cat uncomfortably in the silence.
Yes.
Or like ask sea otters at the beach if Nick will like her. And then she's that girl, you know, when you see those things at the beach that she was playing in that are the outline or the cartoon versions of people missing a head. And then she's one of the heads. She's like, look, it's me. I'm a guy in a suit next to a headless person in a bikini. I'm like, do you know how terrifying that is? You posing with a headless person. Like, you crazy bitch.
But you know right away that she's going to be around for a little while because, you know, the producers just want her to, you know, she's just not another nameless blonde or brunette, as he seems to like the brunettes.
Yeah, he likes
the
brunettes.
But it was like, you know, he's not going to like her for 1 second, but she'll just be, she's going to make it through a couple rounds.
Well, she might be the girl that he marries because she'll be interesting at all the network parties, you know? And she can entertain people while he's off getting blowjobs in the back. You know,
that's true.
There's like different reasons to get married, you know?
True.
Not all of them are love.
No.
So then there's
Raven.
Hoxie, Arkansas. We go mud and shoot guns and read the Bible. Yeah. Here's what Hoxie's about. Family, faith, and football. I was like, guess what's not in there?
She lost me at mudding.
Mudding, shooting guns, and reading the Bible. I was like, yeah, and not in this description. Moisturizer. Girl, you need to get some cotton balls with some witch hazel on them, clean your damn face, and put some lotion on it. You are too young to look that dry.
Oh, God. Oh, and the hair. And she, and I think we said this before, but she reminds me of a young Carlton from a...
from Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
She reminds me of just a broken toy, you know?
Yeah.
She just looks totally broken to me. She's one of those girls that you went to school with that she wears makeup first, and she's the first girl to... Ooh, bless you. That was the cutest. Is that real?
Oh, my God.
That's adorable. That's like the most adorable sneeze I've ever heard.
Thank you.
But she's that girl. She's the first girl in school to start wearing makeup. And, like, wears way too much base. And you're like, what are you hiding?
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And the base is a little slightly different color than her neck. Yeah. So she gets that line at her jaw.
Oh, yeah. So you little, kiss them and they taste like crayons.
Yeah.
And then her
pillow needs to be washed every morning.
Yes. She's the kind of girl who's like, well, I'm in Arkansas. One of the things we like to do is walk on train tracks. And I'm like, this idiot is walking on train tracks. She's got sleeves that are hanging down from her armpit. They're like weird armpit sleeves, and they're hanging down. I'm like, this bitch going to get caught and run over one day. And you know what? No one in Hoxie's going to miss her ass, except the bass maker.
Oh, God. Yep, except for one person at Estee Lauder. Or really Wet n Wild.
I mean, Dillard's. Yeah.
Elf. Okay, so next was Corinne. Is it Corinne or Corrine? Corinne. Hated her immediately. Sadie, my 9-year-old, said, this is a quote from Sadie, after seeing Corinne for 1 second, she said, she sounds very desperate and cheesy.
Good call, Sadie.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, good call. I mean, I know I'm going to hate a person when they speak about themselves in third person. And she did that. She's like, I'm Corinne, and Corinne's world is glamorous.
Oh, she has a nanny to get her cucumbers and lives with her parents.
A 24-year-old with a nanny. And that nanny, you know she's trying to figure out how to poison a cucumber.
What do you think her deal is? Do you think that she had a nanny when she was young and they kept the nanny on to be like a housekeeper?
Oh, yeah, girl. So in Florida, you can get a nanny for cheap.
Consuela, can you get me my cucumbers? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I wanted to stab her.
I'm so sorry. I have lung disease. I'm back. Okay.
Okay. Next.
This girl, not next. Don't let my lung disease make you think that I don't have something to say about this batch. Oh. Okay, she says she owns some multi-million dollar company. We don't know what it is, which already rings false because anybody on these shows is going to plug their company, okay? So she's like, I have this multi-million dollar company. I mean, it's my dad's company, but I'm taking over. Okay, guess what? You did not start a multi-billion dollar company. You got it from your dad, and you don't do shit, okay? You're working on a keyboard with those giant keys, you know, like those keyboards from the 80s.
Right.
And her dad's like, did you do that? She's like, Dad, how about you just let me work? I'm like, oh, my God. You know she's just entering contacts into the Excel spreadsheet.
But everything was so like... Dad, let me run our million-dollar company, our multi-million-dollar company. Dad, I'm working on our multi-million-dollar company right now, and you're getting in my way. I'm a businesswoman, Dad.
Yeah, she's like an independent businesswoman that lives with her parents, makes money off of her parents, and gets cucumbers cut by a nanny. This bitch is crazy. And then she said, I would describe myself as a serious businesswoman. And then they cut to her in a bikini on the beach. Oh, my God. The editors are nothing if not humorous on this show. And now, the town with cock in the title, Sea Caucus.
Which one? Oh, yeah.
Alexis. She's like, I like weird people because I'm weird. I go to CVS in sumo wrestling costumes. I put my dog on floaties in the pool, and I'm obsessed with dolphins. And her sister's like, oh my God, are you talking about dolphins? And she's like, yeah, because I love them. She's like, you need to stop talking about dolphins. And she's like, well, if Nick doesn't like dolphins, then forget it. This isn't going to work.
She's like, I like to go to CVS in a sumo wrestler outfit. My kids thought she was amazing. My kids were like, Mom, can she babysit for us? Please, she's amazing. I love her.
And you know that girl actually does it.
Oh, yeah.
She goes to CVS in a damn sumo wrestling costume.
Yep.
This girl, she's I felt so bad.
So goofy.
Yeah, she's trying so hard. It's like, I have a personality. Your personality don't come from the costume section at Target, you dildo.
Yeah, but
come on, read a book.
So much good is going to happen later with her.
Yeah, a lot of good, especially since we find out that she doesn't even know what a dolphin is. Like, duh.
Oh my God, that was some of the best humor I've seen on a reality show in a long time. The arguments over shark versus dolphin. Okay. So, but let's move on to Danielle, who I think could go really far. She's the one with the dead fiance.
Oh, and she talks in a whisper voice.
Yeah.
I like nursing because it's challenging and rewarding.
And notice there's an empty birdcage behind her head as she talks for when she decides to steal one of them broken babies and take it home. Crazy. She seemed crazy.
She seems broken to me.
She seems
like something happened and, you know, the dead fiance, which I'm sure we'll find out about later, something happened that just destroyed her soul and she's never been able to put it back together again. And now she's just like this broken, fragile. Hi.
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 I hope Nick is ready to find his partner and he doesn't need people who project loudly. His hearing is really good. Oh, I'm sleepy. Oh, I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
Put her down.
But you know these people that have tragedy in their past, but then they try to act like everything's normal. Like she's like, yeah, I wanted to come on the show because blah, blah, blah. And she goes, and he's really cute. And you just expect her to say that and then start going. No, I mean, he's really good looking. No, I'm fine. No, let's just go. I want to do this.
I'm gonna miss the babies. She seems cuckoo bird and I feel sad for her because yeah, she does look like she has some real shit going on. But you know what? If you got a cold, stay home. Don't bring it to the rest of the school.
I agree. So I agree, next. But I like her, and she works in a NICU. So I think she's gonna go far. I'm just saying.
Well, we'll see. Time will tell. He seems to like her pretty much. So yeah.
And then next, we got Taylor.
Taylor, mental health counselor, who looks like Selena Gomez, and she's that girl who's like, well, first of all, She looks like a weird what?
A weird Selena Gomez. Like there's something wrong. There's something not pretty about her. Like it's weird. If you look at her really fast, you're like, oh, she's pretty. But then if you look at her straight on, you're like, no.
I look at her door. Okay. And she has a chalkboard that says, welcome in. Why do you need a chalkboard to say that? Like, what does it say on other days? Like, fuck you.
Are you afraid of intimacy? You can't just say that yourself.
She's like, look, I'm a girl. I'm a girl with feelings. And you can tell because I wrote cursive on a chalkboard on the outside of my therapy door. No, it's creepy.
I love that she shows a client coming into her office. Like which of her clients did she go like, hey, I know you're coming in to talk to me about like, you know, how you can't get a hard on with like a girl who has a strong personality. But would you mind if I just kind of, I'm going to be on The Bachelor. So would you mind if I showed you walking in? I won't say anything about like why you're here because that'd be weird.
Yeah. Let's put your impending suicide to the side.
I know you're sad, but just do this for me.
I know you're about to jump off a bridge, but I might actually get some peen from this. So could you just put your troubles aside for 5 minutes, Charlie? She just erases that chalkboard. She's like, shut up, Charlie. Okay? That's your only thing to do today, Charlie.
Then I was like, what if she's a really weird person that is using this show just to get more, like, mental health clients?
Well, she will.
Like, I mean, I don't really want to meet anybody, but I just want everybody to see, like, what an amazing counselor I am. Then later he's going to be like, she wasn't here for the right reasons. You just want to drum up business. You just want to get clients.
I think she's crazy because a lot of people, especially the ones that don't even go all the way through school, because I don't think that's a title, a mental health counselor. I mean, right. I have a friend who does that, and he volunteers his damn time at the Gay and Lesbian Center. He don't have a degree. He's like, sugar, you're depressed. You need to eat a cake. I'm like, that is not advice. Do you go to school for this? this girl is Cuckoo Bird also. I mean, all are Cuckoo Bird, but I think I'm going to be saying Cuckoo Bird a lot. But this one's like really aggressively Cuckoo Bird. And she's one of those girls who's like, girls don't like me. And normally on reality shows, they're like, girls don't like me because like I'm hot and they're jealous. And she didn't say that. She just said, I've always had problems with girls because I'm biracial.
Yeah.
And some girls don't like the black side. Like white girls don't like. No, black girls don't like the white side of me, and white girls don't like the black side of me. And I'm like, okay, so everybody hates you because the entire world is racist. That's right. One way to think of it, mental health counselor. But, you know, I think if the problem's with everybody else, it's usually within you. Isn't that right? I mean, now there's some dime store psychology for you, you dumb hooker. You a bitch.
Also, most people that go into the mental health profession are batshit crazy.
Yeah.
And have a lot of problems.
Yes.
They think they can help other people. And I only say that because my mom is one. She's crazy. All right. Moving on to some good stuff, which is Elizabeth Liz.
Oh, Elizabeth Liz.
Yeah. Now, something that I flagged early, but then later it kept coming up. But, you know, so there's a couple of Elizabeths. But when we did our show before, when we were talking about them, she was the one who had Elizabeth and then Liz in quotes, right?
Yeah.
Which would make you think that she goes by Liz, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know how that works.
Every time she introduced herself to anybody, she said, I'm Elizabeth. She did it when she walked in the room. She told people, I'm Elizabeth. So it's like, well, why did the show go out of their way to make her Liz? And then anytime people talk to her, they call her Liz.
I don't know. That's weird.
She clearly said at least 3 times in the show, I promise you, she said, my name's Elizabeth.
Well, maybe she's trying to seem classier than she really is. So she's trying to lengthen her name now. And people are like, no, you're Liz. Like there's our, you know, people who do that. Like if I'm trying to impress people, I'm not like, hi, I'm Ronnie. Because that's like a serial killer name from Law and Order. So instead, I'll be like, hi, I'm Rondell. And they're like, whoa, what a name. Where'd that come from?
Well, maybe they told her she has to be Liz because there's already a couple of Elizabeths. And so now she's being passive aggressive. Maybe at first she was like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll be Liz. And so now every chance she gets, she's like, I'm Elizabeth.
Yeah, this is going to be that kind of girl who's like, I don't want people just paying attention to me because I'm hot. But then she gets like size E, like triple E tits put in, and then, you know, her teeth whiten and her boobs in your face, and then she fucks people right when she meets them.
Yep.
And, you know, that's like, that's the kind of girl who's like, I want to be more than my tits. Then why did you get tits bigger than, you know, a lifeboat, you weirdo?
Right. So we're going to find out. So she is the one who slept with him. So she was Jade. Jade is the girl. Yeah. She was Jade's maid of honor. And so she met him at the wedding, which everybody who's listening to this knows. And she slept with him that night.
Yeah.
So,
but she won't admit it. The producer's like,
not yet.
Well, did you guys spend the night together? And she's like, well, I won't say. And you take it however you want. And they're like, well, did you fuck? And she's like, I plead the 18th, okay? Like, I don't even know. And they're like, oh, God. She's like, well, he did ask for my number, and I said no. Because, I mean, I just thought he was just being nice, you know? And then they show her at this bridge, and she's just staring blankly. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
Don't jump yet. You won't die anyway. If you're going to shoot, you need to shoot yourself, because if you die, if you jump over that bridge, you're just going to float down river. I mean, you've got, you could seriously save the entire cast of the Titanic on your rack. So don't jump to kill yourself. Okay. Guns.
Oh God.
Ask the girl from Arkansas. She'll loan you one.
Yeah. So she's ridiculous, and it's going to get more ridiculous. And I can't wait, because one of my favorite scenes maybe ever was when they sit down together in the house. But yeah. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
Well, now the girl's in the limo.
Yeah, which we almost don't need to talk about, but we'll just go through them really fast.
Yeah, we can skip it. I just liked that Nick was talking to Chris, who just finished his first, you know, like, masturbation backstage for the... Poor guy doesn't have anything to do. They're like, okay, Chris, take 3 hours while we set up this shot. He's like, I get no pussy, damn it. I'm just stuck here. Anyway, he came out and he's like, hey, welcome. I mean, welcome back. And Nick's like, yeah, but you know what I need to say, Chris? I believe in love, and I wouldn't be the person I am today if I didn't believe. I'm like, what person are you today, Nick? What person are you today? Like, what happened? What have you accomplished between Bachelor in Paradise and now? Exactly. Because I think you were just some out-of-work guy with bleached teeth and 3 lisps. So please, expand.
Yeah, it's one of those things where they've never talked about his job. It's the same as JoJo.
You don't have a damn job.
He's a bachelor contestant. He's a professional bachelor person.
Yeah.
That's what he does. And that's what he wants to keep going. He wants to be part of the bachelor world. He just wants his life to be, different appearances on reality shows.
Well, Chris was like, do you have, you're a dick, basically. So how do you feel? And he's like, well, you know, I'm a different person now. And I just think that if the girls have questions that they want to ask, that they should ask them. Okay, where'd you get them plugs? How much did they cost? Now, does your hair keep falling out while you got plugs? And do you have to redo them? And how often do you have to redo them? You know, like, do you have to stay inside for 6 months while the hair grows around your plugs? Do you look like a doll when you get plugs? I have a lot of plugs questions, Nick.
Do you
have
think
a seat.
He really has plugs?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, he has doll hair in the front.
Oh, I feel like he has, I don't know, I'm not good with this, but I think that he has like Jufro hair.
He might, because he like has the blowout and stuff. But you can tell because they were showing clips of him from his other seasons, and it looks really dolly. It's like a perfect line right in front. And then this season, you can see where the hair that he actually still had around those plugs are falling out, because... You know, plugs are risky because your hair keeps falling out. The plugs stay in, but your hair falls out. So you can see in the front where the hair is falling out around the plugs, and it's getting patchy. So, yeah, I think he has plugs. I mean, maybe he doesn't. Is that something you can get sued for, like saying someone has plugs? I mean, hey, there ain't no shame in the plug game. But as a bald person, I have a lot of plugs questions. So have a seat.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe we can get him on the show sometime and just ask him. Just say, let's just open up about this.
You'll feel better. I'll just be like, I love you. That's all I would be able to say. I would turn so nice in 1 second if he was actually in front of my face. I'm fake like that. Okay, so now...
Maybe we should just go through them really quick.
Okay,
so Danielle Nail Salon comes in first. Then Elizabeth, who's a random blonde, who comes in, looks like she's wearing a wedding dress. I don't know if she makes it through or not.
Oh, that girl then, wearing a wedding dress was so awkward. Yeah. Oh, God.
Then Rachel, African-American lawyer. Then Christian. I don't know. She made it. She was in the yellow dress. She did some kind of like a dance.
Oh, that poor horse-faced girl.
She seems crazy.
I felt so bad for her. I was like, oh, no. This girl needs to become friends with Tori Spelling and a Snapchat filter girl, you know? And
they can be
like, wow. Because she looks like she's like the wacky friend, too.
Yes.
And she's like, oh, my God, I feel like I'm meeting a celebrity. And he's like, I'm no celebrity, ma'am. She's like, but I've seen you on my TV. You must think I'm so weird right now because I brought in a fan. Look how I put my face behind a fan. Isn't that crazy? You can see my face at first. I'm a fan. He's going to keep her around for the free blowjobs.
Yeah, they're all acting like they're at a Justin Bieber concert. It's like it's not a rock star.
It's like literally a guy who's just fucked a bunch of trash on TV.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, that's also Justin Bieber, but still,
well,
minus
true.
The musical talent
and the money.
Yeah, exactly.
And a father who really cares. Just kidding.
So then Taylor, the mental health person, comes in and she says, my girlfriends before I came here were like, that guy is a complete piece of shit. And you can see that he genuinely looked like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what was that? Did you think that was going to be cute? Because it's not.
Yeah. He did not look happy.
What a fucked up thing to say. Which I agreed.
That is pretty fucked
That's
up.
That's fucked up. Like, what are you thinking about? You're a therapist?
Yeah, especially, well, she's a therapist who doesn't understand why she's alone and everybody hates her. So, I think we just found out why.
It's not because you're biracial. It's because you're a bitch.
Yeah. You got the B.I. right.
Oh, God. Okay, so then this girl, Christina, comes in. And all I could tell you is that she has an accent. And she's nuts. Later, she cries through the whole, before she gets picked. Spoiler alert, she gets picked at the end, but she's the one who's in the blue dress. And she just keeps going, if he doesn't pick me, I it's another one who doesn't pick me. I never find love. I just can't believe it. So she, you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Because I was trying to figure out what her accent was. And she's like, oh, I did not leave very good impression because I didn't even get to talk to him. And nobody ever wants to give me chance to talk to them. And then they never pick me. And I'm always alone. I'm like, you are yes. too pretty to be this sad. Like,
yes.
Do you not understand what the good Lord has given you? Look at yourself. You are legit beautiful. You're not some horse face in a Tweety Bird dress, okay? You're like legit gorgeous. Get some goddamn self-respect. What did your father do to you?
She needs a session with Taylor. That's going to straighten her out.
Taylor will just be like, yeah, fuck you, you loser.
Yeah.
She's like, my patients hate me. I just don't get it. I think it's because part of me is black.
Or because part of me is white. I don't know. But for some reason.
She's like, right, also, I ate Greek food once. And let me tell you, both the black people and the white people are mad at that one.
So then there's Angela, who we don't need to worry about her because she doesn't even make it past the first night, but she looks crazy.
Now, which one is she?
She had a lot of makeup on. She's got these like big eyes, but she was wearing a lot of red lipstick. I can't really explain her. She just looked crazy. They didn't spend much time on her because she doesn't go far.
What's her name?
Angela.
Oh, Angela. She's the one who told him, oh my God, Nick, I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't you. I'm like, you fucking liar. You auditioned for this show and got cast before you even knew who The Bachelor was. Stop pretending like you're here for Nick. You're
exactly.
here for Dick, okay? You don't care who it's attached to, stupid.
Okay, so then there was Lauren, who also doesn't make it, and she's a law school graduate. That's her chyron, which means you did not pass the bar.
Yeah, which basically means she works at a juice shop now.
Yeah.
Yeah, this girl...
She was like, so awkward. Razzmatazz is raspberry and orange and a sherbet.
She's like, you know what? Have you ever had kale in a shake? You wouldn't think it would work, but it does. Don't object. Objection sustained. Okay, think what you want. This girl, first of all, she looked like one of the only legit above 30 girls. So I was calling her Jessica Tandy in my mind because I was like, you old... But she's another one who's legit gorgeous, like thin, blonde, gorgeous woman.
Yes.
And she's so insecure. And it was hilarious to me. I love when pretty people don't get it. Like you won.
You're so right. At the end, she's wearing this like a gold or silver like lamé dress. And she's like, I'll find someone someday. Again, I wasn't picked. I would too. I was like, oh my God, she's so pretty. She's just like this statuesque, beautiful, thin, blonde.
She's pretty.
Pretty, and very
when
pretty.
She was crying at the end, she was like, I know that I deserve a guy that'll be nice to me. Like, she said something like that it just made me so sad, but also in a really laughy way. And she told him, oh, Nick, we both have horrible last names. And he's like, Thanks. What's yours? And she's like, well, your last name is Vile and mine is Hussy. So together we're a disgusting slut. And I'm like, oh God. Like it took two.
Yep. Good stuff, Lauren. Then there was just a random black girl. They spent no time on her.
Yeah, no food truck owner gets respect on TV.
Oh, was she a food truck owner?
Yeah, it's like, it was like lawyer, food truck owner. And she was like, oh my God, hi. I know that you've had terrible luck and like you keep losing shows and no one really likes you. So your life is lemons. So let's make lemonade. It's don't bring up lemonade. You have a food truck. It's not like you're a hot dog on a stick owner. Like, stop making yourself sound better than you are.
Well, I don't think she makes it through. Then Dominique, who I liked later, but I don't remember anything from her here. But she's kind of funny.
Let me
she
see makes what I wrote through. Down. I was Dominique smoking a cigarette out my back door. Sorry. Oh. That's why I was like not knowing who anybody was.
That's okay. Oh,
so let me see. Ida from Texas, blue lace crop top dress.
But before her was Dominique, right before Ida Marie.
Oh, I must not have even given her any mind. I didn't write anything down. And I write things down about vases.
Maybe the black girl was Dominique. I have black girl and then I have Dominique. So maybe it was Dominique because Dominique's also African-American.
I don't know, maybe
she was the food truck owner. Well, she's funny.
Was she the one who did the trust fail?
No, that was Ida Marie. Oh, now, I don't understand people that have two names. Just pick one. Yeah. Just be Ida.
Two first names.
I know a few people like that and it bothers me. I wouldn't ask people to call me Stephanie Wilder.
Yeah, she's
and
like.
And then Taylor people. I wouldn't.
Yeah, it makes her feel more important.
I guess.
She's like, hi, I'm Ida Marie Mike. Yeah, she did a trust fall, which is just so awkward to watch because, like, why would you have a guy put his hands in your sweaty armpits the first time he meets you?
Yeah.
Like, these girls need help.
She doesn't make it through. Then there's Olivia from Alaska, fur coat. She's wearing a fur coat, Eskimo. She didn't Eskimo because she doesn't make it through. So it's moving on. Sarah ran in the sneakers and then said, I thought you might like another runner up.
Yeah. She's like, I lose a lot of things too. We'll get along just great. Like, who are these people? Why would you say that to somebody?
Okay. Then let's move on to Jasmine G because she seems legit crazy too.
Yes. She's a pro basketball dancer. Now, you know, that's a hoe.
Yeah. And she was so aggressive and weird throughout the whole night.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to. Okay. She brings in the guy from Neil Lane, which, by the way, I wrote down Neil Diamond, and then I was like, Neil Diamond.
So why are you going to bring in the guy? You know Nick has seen this guy every time he's failed. Why would you? It's like asking the guy who never scores in soccer. It's like, here's the goalie. Why? Why would you do that? No.
Because the producers come up with it and then they probably go like, hey, who wants to be the guy who brings in Neil Diamond?
Yeah. Was she also, is Haley the girl, is it her or Haley? I think it's Haley. She's one of the girls in the red dresses and she's like, Nick is a very sexual man. She's like, hey, Nick, I can swallow my fist. And he's like, great. Nice to meet you. And she's like, seriously, I can put my ankles behind my head. He's like, okay, nice to meet you. She's like, he's very sexual. And so am I. So why not just offer him a blowjob the first time I meet him? Because, girl.
Yeah.
God.
It was weird.
Make him buy the damn cow.
And by the way, sadly, Haley was the one that I liked and you didn't when we read their application and I talked you into her. She was the one with the major bitch face.
Oh, remember? Was she the one who's like, I'm a rebel and I have an orphanage in Africa and in my spare time, I like hang gliding over rainforests to see where I can fix the ozone layer. It's like, shut up.
So naturally that girl who's a photographer has like a lot of stuff going on, had funny things to say on her application is like, do you know what a girl with no wearing, what does a girl with underwear say? Oh, I don't know either. Yeah, and then went on to that's what you're bringing to the table, Haley. That's all you can offer. Come on.
Oh God, she's hopeless.
And then Astrid comes in right after that, and she was the one who talked in German about her breasts and said the thing about he's very sexual.
Yeah, he's like, I think that she was saying, I think she just said sex, And she's like, have you seen the breast? They're real. Ha, 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 ha. I was like, You look like a young Cher, which could work for you because he does have three different lisps. And, I mean, that could work for you. But she looks kind of like a young Cher. I just wrote, what a hoe.
Yeah, what a hoe.
She's like, sex is important and my vagina is an Olympic sprinter. Okay? So, pole vault, Nick. You want a pole vault? I'm like, you need to calm down.
Wait, we're getting ahead of ourselves though with the girl that did say the hilarious thing about her vagina.
Oh, what did she say?
My heart is made of gold, but my vagine is platinum.
Oh God, that's the girl who lives with her dad, right?
Yes.
Oh God, that girl probably sits on Santa's lap every day of the year, and it's her dad.
Oh gross. God, yeah.
Okay, ho from so the then, wedding.
So then Elizabeth comes in. Yeah.
Elizabeth Eliza Liz.
And then she tells us at home that she did have sex, that she definitely had sex with him.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, that girl dropped her whole, I'm not telling. I would never tell. She's like, yeah, I fucked him.
Yeah.
And I hope he remembers me. I'm like, I'm sure he's going to remember you. You've got boobs like monster trucks. Like, he's going to remember that. Okay.
Yeah. It's so odd. I don't know if it's like this new generation or what it is, but it's just such a thing to be so blasé about, like, yeah, I fucked him at a wedding. Yeah. And I have something over these girls. No, you have something under these girls now.
Yeah.
He already had you.
Yeah, there's that whole thing where everyone's trying to pretend they're really sex positive, but then they're super insecure about it. Because she's like, I fucked him at a wedding, but then I didn't call him because I thought maybe he didn't really like me. I'm like, God.
Yeah.
It's like you fucked him at a wedding, but you still wanted him to chase you, you know?
Right.
She wanted him to, like, love actually her. It's like, no. Right. No, girl.
So, okay, but we're going to get to some of that, too. All right. So, this podcast is already very long. Okay. So then Corinne. Okay. Then Vanessa, that I like. Then Danielle, the NICU nurse, came in and talked softly and brought a maple syrup. And then Raven came in and did a hog call. But bend down, then raise your hands up and then go, Suey.
Oh, yeah. Pig Suey. I just wrote Raven the idiot from Arkansas.
Yeah.
She's like, every time something exciting happens, we call the Hawks. And here's how to do it. You put your spirit fingers down and then you say, Woo, Pig Suey. And he's like, she has a really cute voice. Nick, you do not want to go to that hometown. No. I mean, she said her hobby was standing out on the porch with her family shooting things with guns. That is not your town.
Yeah, no. She won't get far. Then there's Jamie, who I could not... is so unattractive. And she says that she has balls.
Because she has nose ring. Good.
Okay. Well,
were you really
thinking
she had balls? Because, I mean, it is 2017 now. It's like, oh, good. Well, that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah,
like, I've got balls.
If she's transgender, I didn't think that she'd be that blasé about it, like that in your face. Like, by the way, I was born a male. If you don't like it, then just don't pick me, okay? It's fine. I've got balls.
She's like, hey, my hands are sweaty and I've got balls. I was like, wow, sounding attractive so far, crazy face.
Yeah. Then there was the surgical nurse, Brianna, who doesn't make it. And then there was Susanna, who gives him a massage, and she doesn't make it.
Oh, that surgical nurse just...
Oh, there's more. Oh,
that
God,
girl was a mess. I mean, that girl was like... Yeah. She looked like an emergency room. She's like, can I listen to your heart? Oh, God. Get out of here.
Yeah. Then there was Josephine, the crazy one. She brought in a hot dog and said, you're a wiener in my book.
Oh, you want a lady in the trampet? Like, that was spaghetti, stupid.
Yeah.
And so she makes him eat a raw hot dog, and he's like, yeah, that goes down pretty hard. Not good.
No.
Not good.
Then there was Brittany, who is a travel nurse, whatever that means.
There is not a sane travel nurse, okay? They kill old people, take their money, and move on to the next town.
And then she makes it. And then there's Jasmine, another Jasmine, who doesn't make it, I don't think. No. And then Whitney... who I have nothing to say about her, but she was in a red dress.
Jasmine is just such a weird name to name your child because Jasmine is one of those scents that's controversial. You know, not everybody likes it. It's like naming your child cilantro. Why would you do that? You're automatically turning off like 40% of the population. It's like, do not name your children after Glade plugins.
Yeah. That's a good call.
Some good advice for you guys.
Patchouli, you know?
Laundry fresh, my daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, so who's the girl on the camel?
That was Lacey.
She's like,
I hear you like a good hump, and so do I. Stop saying that you're going to fuck him. It's a turn off.
Yeah. And then especially right after you're sliding down a camel. Camels stink. They are not like cute, cuddly, good smelling animals. They smell like shit. So she's like, hi, I smell like shit. Nice to meet you. He's like, you a hoe, bye.
I think, by the way, that a lot of these, okay, now I'm just getting into already analyzing The Bachelor, but I felt like a lot of these girls are misinterpreting. Yeah, he did sleep with a couple of the girls, but on past episodes, but he doesn't come across to me as like a guy who's just looking for a conquest, who just wants to sleep with these girls. He seems almost reserved in that way. Like he seems like a guy who wants to make a connection. That sounds horrible and buying into The Bachelor. But I just mean like he doesn't come off as this guy who's like, yeah, look at her. Yeah, I want to do her. Yeah, let me just, you know, make out with everybody. He seems like he wants to like get to know the girls and he wants to. So why are they all throwing themselves at him and being like, I'm really sexual?
Well, the thing is, he knows he can fuck any one of them, you know. So when a guy has that much self-confidence already and you just acting like a hoe, he's not going to fuck you. Like he wants.
Right.
He wants to feel like he won something, you know? Like, everybody wants to play a sport on a team so they can beat all the other people, you know? Like, it's no fun just, you know, dribbling a basketball by yourself with no one to beat. It's like, come on, girls. Stop being empty basketball courts.
Yes. Yes. So true, though.
Let him dunk one, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, because if you didn't see this at this season, but when he was on with Bristow, Caitlin Bristow. I don't know. People are going to get mad that I get it wrong. But the girl who was on the season that she was the bachelorette. And she's really pretty. And she was the one who picked the other guy over him. But it came down to those two. Mm-hmm. And he slept with her during the season. But they had like this. He really liked her, you could tell. And they had this whole date where they were having chemistry. And she was kind of trying not to because she didn't want to, you know, sleep with a guy and have it not be fair to the other guys. And it did end up being like a thing, but you could see that he was really into her. So if you can tell, I'm just backing up what you said. He likes a challenge.
Yeah.
He likes to work for it.
Yeah. I mean, these girls are clueless and desperate, which is why they were cast, but oh, it's just so awkward watching them make these terrible choices on TV. And also amazing. I mean, that camel girl. And then all the other girls, they're all talking about it inside because they saw her right up. And they're like, oh my God, a girl brought a camel. Can you believe it? And at first I thought, oh, they're saying, what a loser. She brought a camel. But they weren't. Right. They were like, I wish I thought of bringing a camel. I mean, I tried to bring a dolphin to ride in, but it died. Unfortunately. Like, it feels so terrible because I love dolphins. You are idiots, okay?
Oh, my God.
And speaking of dolphins, the dolphin lover, Alexis, comes in saying she's dressed as a dolphin, but bitch is dressed as a shark.
It is the most hilarious. I don't know if she really is. She that dumb is the question.
Yes, she has dumb person voice. She's like, I definitely can't wait to talk to you inside. You know, she's like one of those like bendy straw things that makes noises.
Yeah.
This poor stupid girl. The business lady is like, oh my God, there's a shark. I'm so furious. Multi-million-dollar company. And then the shark goes, she walks in and she sees all the girls in the red dress because there's like tons of girls wearing red dresses. And she's sitting there sweating inside a shark costume looking like an idiot. And she goes, I'm really glad I didn't wear a red dress. Oh,
yep. So then she comes in and immediately tells everyone she's a dolphin, which causes all the girls to say to the camera, like, I think she's a shark. Like, she's dressed as a shark. which starts off what might be one of my favorite opening night funny things. It's just so funny.
The shark.
It's so dumb. Yes, just that she's like, I love dolphins. I'm dressed as a dolphin. And they're like, she's dressed as a shark.
Look at your mean eyes, for Christ's sake. And she goes, the wedding slut, they're all talking about Nick. And the wedding slut's like, look, when I first sucked his dick, I swallowed. And it mixed with my trident spit. And there was literal chemistry between us. I'm like, that is not chemistry. That is cum mixed with gum spit.
Ew.
Okay? You're gross.
Yeah.
So Nick comes in to give a speech to all the girls, and he's like, guys, I'm a big believer of not running from your past because, you know, mistakes, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, Nick. You know, he's like the new Jesus. He's like, forgive yourself, kids. I'm like, shut up. He's like, I want you to feel empowered as possible.
He's like, I'm like hashtag humble. So I really want everyone to just, you know, be really kind to me because I'm hashtag humble and hashtag grateful and hashtag second chance. And so just be yourselves.
Hashtag
if I could tell you anything, I would say just be yourself.
Hashtag you better today than yesterday. So should we just basically gloss?
Yeah. Yes.
Gloss to the end. So he basically has some private time. The first girl he talks to is attorney from Dallas with a giant vacuum cleaner. And they get along. And here's my theory. He's going to pick her because she has a job. And I think Nick, at this point, Nick's like, look, I've tried finding love on TV. It don't work. I mean, I got some pussy. But look, who needs love? I need money. I need someone who's going to go to work. So I think he's going to pick the one with the job because I think she's like the only one with, well, I mean, there's a neonatal nurse, but, you know, she's going to come home smelling like baby shit. And then there's the girl with the multimillion-dollar company, but she's like probably fucks her dad. So, I mean, what are his options here? He needs to be supported.
I think Vanessa's going to make it really far.
I think so, too. Wait, who's Vanessa?
She's the one that looks like Marley Matlin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, she has a job, too. I mean, it's a lower-paying job, you know.
Yeah.
But she's got a job, too. I think he'll pick someone with a job. So he likes her. And then who else did he like?
He liked Vanessa. She almost thought she was going to get an impression rose because he told her he liked her dress and he talked to her a little bit. And I think he liked the NICU nurse, the one who has a dead fiance.
Yeah, he seemed to like her. But, man, he's not going to love that dead fiance thing. Like, no guy wants to watch you cry for the next 2 years.
No.
You know?
Right.
The girl, the business owner girl, brings him a bag of tokens.
Oh.
And we didn't mention at the beginning that her big thing to meet him, she's like, I fuck my dad. And also, I have a lot of tokens from the skee ball machine. So here's one. And it's a hug token. So you can hug me whenever you want. He's like, awesome. So she gives him a whole bag of tokens. And he's like, what are these for? Are these all hug tokens? And she's like, you can use them for whatever you want. Like, ugh, gross. She's gross.
The whole tokens thing is like something kids do for their parents when they don't have an allowance and can't buy them an actual present. It's like, here's a coupon I made with a heart on it that is for one kiss.
Yeah. Hey, no. Dad, here's a coupon that I'll clean out the garage closet one time.
Exactly.
Like, buy me some slippers, you selfish
little
bitch.
It's very little kiddish. And she has that whole, I'm just a little girl.
Yeah. I'm a little girl who gets whatever I want.
Yeah. I want tokens. Sometimes I want a pony, and now I want Nick. And I want him.
And I will get him.
Given to me.
Yeah, she's the girl. She's the first girl to interrupt because she gave him tokens and he was like, I'm terrible at skee ball. And dismissed her. And so she decided she wants to make out. So she interrupts another girl. So, and one of the girls is like, wow. So she's the first person to force a make out session and she's the first girl to double dip, you know, and interrupt.
Yep. Yeah.
This girl's awful. And they started playing crazy music whenever she came on screen. So I'm guessing she's our Chad for the season.
Yes. And she makes out with him, and then he says that was sort of uncomfortable. So yeah. It's not looking good for her. Okay, should we? I want to.
I mean, he said that, but he still like did a full make out. He didn't pull away.
Right. Yeah, he did. And then later, I mean, I know we're absolutely skipping right now, but so in the coming attractions, they show her sneaking into his room. Like she's super aggressive and says, I'm gonna go in his room and I'm gonna fuck him. And then they show her going in his room and they show her, he's like, oh, what are you doing here? And he looks, you could see he looks at the cameras like, guys, well, what's going on? Are you just gonna leave her in here? What?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope there's cameras. I don't want to get like arrested. Like you all see what's happening, right? Like she's coming in here. She yep. wants this, right? Like yep. this ain't not gonna be no date rape. Like, are you guys with me on this? Like he almost wants the cameras to come in because
yes,
he's freaked
but,
out.
But then they then we hear the sounds of them making out in there and he's like, right. I don't think this is the good idea.
Yeah.
And then we don't see if he comes out, but then they show him crying to the other girls and confessing something. And he's
right.
Like, it's the same old Nyx. So does he fuck her? I don't know.
I think he does not. This is, I'm going to guess that he doesn't, that he tells her no and kicks her out of the room. And that's like a red herring. I think that he's crying about something else. I think he's going to be crying that like, he's just sad that he's not sure it's working or that he's having trouble connecting or something that's not related to him having sex with her.
Oh my God, I hope not. But then that Arkansas, everybody's crying. But I guess they cry on this show all the time, so who knows?
I think they're crying because I think he's saying, I don't think it's working, or I'm not feeling it with anybody. I don't know if I want to do this. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, the most interesting, probably, meeting in this opening episode was the one with Wedding Slut, because he's like, hey, don't I know you? And she's like, yeah. He's like, I totally remember fucking you. And this is right after she goes, I'm so glad he doesn't remember fucking me at that wedding, because it's like cool to have a secret. And he's like, hey, remember when I fucked you at that wedding? And she goes, I didn't think you'd remember. And he's like, you didn't think I'd remember? Like, I almost suffocated under your breasts. I would have married you, you know? And he's like, I knew I recognized
this.
You, but I thought you were a stripper. And then I realized, no, I fucked that girl at a wedding, not at the Spearmint Rhino. Whatever.
And then he says on camera, like he says, well, yeah. And then remember how afterwards I tried to get your number and you were like, no, I'm not going to give you my number. Let's just leave it at that. And he goes, which I was like, okay, I guess that's cool. And then she's like, well, I just want you to know that I'm not here just because you're the bachelor. And he goes, okay. Because what a weird thing to say. Like, I'm here because I like you, not just because it's the bachelor. Because then he's like, oh, well then, why didn't I hear from you for 9 months?
Yeah, she's, it's so awkward. And I like that he didn't let her off the hook. He's like,
right.
Yeah, but I didn't get you didn't give me your number, but then you didn't even call me. You know, and it's been 9 months, and my number is super easy for you to get. I mean, Jade has my number.
Right. So at first, for a second, I was like, well, he could have called her, too, if he liked her. He could have asked for. But then I was like, hold on. No, she clearly told him, I'm not giving you my number.
Yeah.
So it actually would have been creepier if she liked him. She was so sex positive, like we're talking about, then she should have called him.
Yeah.
Or been like, I didn't give you my number, but you know what? I've been thinking about you. Like, you know, if you want to get together. The reason she didn't do that from the beginning is because she was afraid of being rejected. She figured this is a one-nighter for him. So I don't even want to put myself out there. If I give him my number, it's going to be like, oh, I'm giving him my number and then I'm going to hope he calls, but he's not going to call.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Let's face it. That girl has fucked at every wedding she's ever gone to. Like,
right.
That's just that kind of girl, you know?
So she didn't want to put herself in a position of being sad. But here's the thing, which I think he's right about. It's like, well, if he asked for your number and you didn't think he was genuine and liked you and would call you, then why are you on The Bachelor?
Yeah. Well, and then she said,
and expecting that he owes you something because you guys slept together at a wedding. And he's like, well, if you actually liked me and were thinking about me, you could have called me at any point.
Well, she's on The Bachelor because these girls and boys know that once they're on The Bachelor, they have like a new city of people to hang around with because they all hang out together. She already was friends with Jade, so she's like getting in the club.
Right.
And she tells him, well, I mean, to be honest, I was stereotyping you, which doesn't even make sense. She's an idiot. But she's like, I was stereotyping you because, like, you were such a dick on your show. And so, like, I stereotyped you. But then I saw Bachelor in Paradise, and you were, like, so nice. Okay, let's get this straight. He didn't yell at anybody on that show, but I wouldn't say he was nice. I mean, he was basically taking a nap for a month. Like, the guy was, he looked exhausted and completely bored. And then he strung along that poor, boring girl that he was never going to have anything to do with. And I don't blame him. But it's not like he was so, like, Prince Charming all of a sudden. It's like the minute a guy stops being an asshole, everybody's like, oh, my God, he's so nice. It's like there is a middle ground, you know?
But he wasn't even an asshole on the season of The Bachelorette when he liked he wasn't. He was no different on Bachelor in Paradise than he was on any of the seasons of The Bachelor. He liked the girls. He got rejected on two seasons of The Bachelorette. And he tried his best. He wasn't an asshole. Maybe he was a little bit of an asshole on After the Final Rose because he said to the girl, well, then why did you make love to me? But I believe that was a genuine question. If he slept with the girl, he slept with both those girls and wanted to know, like, why did you sleep with me if you weren't into me?
Yeah. Well, so he ended up keeping this girl, which was interesting because I thought he was going to get rid of her, but he kept her.
The producers told him to. I have a feeling he doesn't like her at all, but the producers were like, there's drama.
Yeah. Well, he starts kicking the girls off. The attorney with the vacuum cleaner got the first impression rose. And then when he starts kicking people off, oh, my God.
Yeah, but hold on. We missed a really funny part, which was the when the girl dressed as the shark goes swimming and she's like, can you come in? She, with her fin, she starts trying to call him in the water. Okay. She is drunk, super drunk. Uh-huh. And then she's like, come in the water, come in the water.
She's so like, they're like, she's doing a dolphin call. And I was like, no, that's like a sheep giving birth. What is
yeah.
that?
Yeah. So then she goes, Nick comes over and like kind of sits with them for a minute and he's like, so what's with the costume? And she's like, I really like the Miami Dolphins. What?
She's just trying to get him to relate to her in some way. She's like, sports, balls. It's like, you're dumb.
And but this was so funny.
You know, you're a shark, right? It's like, no, I'm a dolphin. He's like, who's a shark?
Yeah. And then he goes to camera. He goes, so the girl's in a shark costume saying she's a dolphin. So that's a concern. He's funny. Yeah. And then she says, I want to take off this costume. And he's like, no. He's like, you have to wear it all night. He goes, if you take off that costume, the only thing I can assure you of is you're going home.
So
genius.
She's been sweating inside that thing. Then she swam in it. And now she has to sit there for the rest of that shooting day, which you know was long. That idiot. Yeah. So he's like, okay, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for being so vulnerable tonight. But some of you got to go. And the dental hygienist chick is sobbing. She's like, I wasn't aggressive enough. And I was like, you're a dental hygienist. Like, I don't know. Make up a different job because that's a very good job. But at the same time, you know, plaques stink.
Exactly.
He doesn't. Yep. Like maybe a dentist, but no one's going to be like, yeah, I can't wait to marry the dental hygienist. I don't know. Make up a new job until you've got him. Then be like, just kidding. I was a dental hygienist. Now get used to the smell of plaque. I'll be like, ugh.
Yeah.
But watching these desperate girls as he was giving out the roses, freaking out, is just so funny.
Yeah, all of them crying.
Yeah.
I'm so scared he's not going to... Oh, and also the crying and angry.
Yes.
He's a fucking asshole. He doesn't pick me. That's just... Fuck him. Oh, he picked me. Hey, yay.
Yeah, the business girl was all over the place. And she was making the other girls, like, tell her how great she is, which is... Like, you're in a competition. Stop being such an ass. But she's like, oh my God, totally nervous. Like, what if he doesn't like me? They're like, you got this, girl. She's like, oh my God, well, if I don't, well, fuck that guy. Like, she went through the whole range of emotions. And then he picked her, and she looked mad that she got picked. Like, that girl's odd.
Yeah. But are you talking about Haley, though? Because Haley, who is moving up as my favorite, Haley is the one who went to an orphanage and is the photographer and had the bitch face in her picture. But she goes, listen, this is because a couple of them were angry. But Haley was the one that was going, listen, if the shark gets a rose and I don't, I'm going to be upset.
I'm going to hug her, but then I'm going to be like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, she goes, you know, the shark is going to, then she's going to hug me with her flipper at the end of the night and say, good try. And I'm going to be like, what the fuck? That was funny.
I'm calling her Haley Huge Face. She's got such a huge face.
I like her.
Yeah, I'm liking her so far, too.
I thought it really funny that she said that. She was probably all alone and having a sense of humor about it. The fact that she goes, the shark's going to hug me with her flipper at the end of the night and go, good try. She goes, I'm just not going to be able to take it.
There's one girl who was one of the, like, kind of not as beautiful ones. And by the end of this episode, her eyes were half closed and she looked furious. And she's holding up this glass of wine while she's being interviewed. She's holding a glass of wine in front of her face. And she's like, every woman in this room is beautiful and it sucks. It sucks. And I was like, oh no, the bitter drunk. Please keep her. But she didn't.
Oh, which one was that?
See, I think she was the surgical assistant girl.
Oh, yeah.
And by the end, she just looked like a drunk, angry mom. She's like, look at those pretty girls. Like, oh, no. And she totally got kicked off.
Yeah.
And also, did you notice the girl who looked exactly like the girl from Bachelor in Paradise that he was dating or whatever? I forgot her stupid, boring name. But
Jen.
The one that looked like her, he got rid of her, too. He's like, oh, I don't want to go down this road again. By other boring lady that looks like Jen. So we got rid of her. And then the old lady in gold, she's like, I had an open heart and he seemed genuine. And I guess I just haven't met the right one yet. And like, no one appreciates me. But I can tell you this. I'm a good girlfriend. And I'll be an awesome wife someday.
That was Lauren, the pretty one with blonde hair.
She was so sad. I was like, bye.
So he picks Vanessa, my BFF, Danielle, the nail salon chick, Christian, the fan with the yellow dress. We need a good name for her. She's weird. Horse face. Astrid, who we didn't really talk about that much. She's the one who works at the plastic surgery office. She's so weird. Astrid.
Well, he got rid of the Eskimo. I mean, God, we don't even need to list them all here.
We got Corinne. The Corinne, who's going to try to fuck him, Elizabeth W, I don't know who she is, Jasmine, the crazy basketball cheerleader, Raven, Christina, the one who with the accent who cried all night, and then the NICU nurse, Danielle, the one I think is going to go far, Sarah, the one who is like, I'm another runner-up, who looks crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And crazy Josephine with the glasses, the wacky best friend. Lacey Hump, the girl who came out of the camel. Taylor, the mental health chick. Alexis, the shark. Haley, bitch face. Whitney, nondescript. Dominique, black girl, funny. Jamie, the balls girl, who later in the coming attraction says we used to be with a woman. Brittany and Eliza Liz. Yeah.
This is going to be such a fun season. Can't wait to watch it. I can't believe they make him go to, like, the Antarctic or wherever the hell they end up going. Like, why are you trying to make a guy fall in love in the snow? You know his nuts are shriveled. Why would you do that to somebody? It's like, here's your fantasy suite. Your penis is going to be tiny. Enjoy yourself. Jerks. They're jerks.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to watch it because at some point, he's just going to get stressed and be a dick. And I cannot wait for him to do it.
Yes.
And that brings us to the end, everybody. Now, as most of you know, we also have a premium feed, and that's at roseprix.com. So just go there if you want the archives. These will be will be free the week they go up, and then they go into the premium feed. So if you want the archives, go over there. Listen to Stephanie's show, For Crying Out Loud, which you can find on all podcast platforms. You can also follow Stephanie at S. Wilder Taylor on Twitter and Insta. And you can find me at Ronnie Karam on Insta and Twitter. Also, my other podcasts are Watch What Crappens, the Bravo podcast, and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobooks on iTunes. We love you guys.
Love you.
Stephanie, this was so fun.
So fun. Oh, my God. All right. I can't wait for next week.
Okay, everybody. Love you. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, bye.
Bye.